Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet 6-4. This Mishnah details whom a Kohen Gadol may marry. The Pasuk in Vayikra Chafalef, Pasuk Yodalet says, Almana Ugrusha, a widow or a divorcee, Es Ela Lo Yikach, these he, the Kohen Gadol, may not marry. Which means that in addition to a Grusha, divorcee, which every Kohen may not marry, the Kohen Gadol also may not marry an Almana, a woman who has been widowed from her previous husband. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Yisa Almana, a Kohen Gadol may not marry a widow, Bein Almana min ha'irisin, or Bein Almana min ha'nesuin. That's true whether she was widowed after Nesuin, meaning a conventional regular marriage, or even after Erisin, meaning that her previous husband, let's say, gave her the ring, she accepted it, but before they completed the marriage by having Chuppah, Nesuin, etc., he died, leaving her as a widow. That's enough of an almana, a widow, that would prohibit a Kohen Gadol from marrying her. Furthermore, v'lo yisa es habogeres. He may not marry a bogeres. A bogeres means a mature girl. In the life cycle of a woman, she has essentially three halachic phases. The first is until she's what's called bas mitzvah, meaning that she reaches her 12th birthday and also begins puberty, as indicated by having two hairs growing on her body. So then she transitions from being a katana, a child, to being a na'ara, intermediate stage. After 6 months of being a na'ara, according to many Rishonim, and how I'm explaining over here, then she becomes a bogeres, a mature girl. So here we're saying that the Kohen Gadol may not marry a bogeres, meaning a girl more than 12 and a half months old, assuming that she hit puberty already by her 12th birthday. And the reason for that really is also a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hu isha bivsuleha yikach. He asks to take a girl when she's still young. Bivsuleha means that she still essentially has her hymen intact, which is indicative of her being not fully matured yet. So once she becomes older, more mature, and then that is reduced by natural course of events, so then as she matures, so then she no longer is considered to be bivsuleha, and therefore she becomes forbidden, says Tana Kama. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin beBogeres. They say, no, she could marry, he, the Kohen Gadol, could marry Bogeres. Unlike the Tana Kama, who holds the verse chose the expression bivsuleha instead of bisula, simply a woman who was never married before, or been with a man before. So we are focused on this actual intactness of that hymen, the bisulim. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon say, listen, as long as they're partially there, they're sort of there, that's sufficient. Halacha is like Tana Kama, which means indeed, when she's bogeres, 6 months after hitting maturity and after a bar mitzvah, 12 years old, she becomes ineligible to marry a Kohen Gadol. More than that, says the Mishnah, lo yisa es mukas eitz, a woman who had been injured by a tree. But it means anytime she suffered an injury that would damage her basulim, the hymen, so then it's not there anymore. It doesn't matter that she never was married before or otherwise been with a man. It doesn't make a difference. The point is, if they're not in place and the pasuk requires bivsuleha, with them yes being in place, she becomes forbidden to marry the Kohen Gadol. What happens, says the Mishnah, if Eiras es halmana, a regular Kohen, who's not a Kohen Gadol, because remember, every Kohen Gadol started out being a Kohen. So you have a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hediot, that Eiras es halmana, he gets, does Erisin, like betrothed, but it's just the first step, you can call it engaged if you want, like Adam got a better word in English, to an almana, to a woman who's a widow. And then, v'nismana lios Kohen Gadol. And then he's appointed to being the Kohen Gadol. So what now? May he continue on and marry this woman fully, bring her into his house? Or since they didn't complete the marriage yet, and now he's a Kohen Gadol, and she's an almana, a divorce, a widow, so then it should be forbidden. The Mishnah says, yichnos. No, he may bring her in, meaning he could continue to go to stage two of marriage, and they could be regular husband and wife, even though she is an almana, because they were, I'll call it engaged, they had kedushin, erisin, prior to him becoming Kohen Gadol. This is also based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Vayikra, Chaf Aleph, pasuk Yudal, it says, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. He may only marry a besula, a virgin me'amav, from his people, may take Isha as a wife. Now, the word Isha is ostensibly superfluous. It's clearly in the context of the verses, even without the context, could say, Kim Basula me'amav yikach, he should take a woman from his from the people as his wife. Then we need to mention the word Isha. And therefore, the drasha is that X word Isha tells you he's able to take a woman as his wife who already was his wife in a certain scenario, and that's this case here, where she was already his wife in as much as they had done Erison already. They can consummate that marriage, and she can become married to him in full through Nisuin, even after he becomes the Kohen Gadol. In fact, Umaisa, this actually happened once, B'Yoshua ben Gamla, with the famous Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. We've seen Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla before in Meseches Yuma, where he was the one who paid for the conversion of the tablets that were used for the lottery that had been made of wood, one saying La'Zazel, one saying La'Shem, to make them being out of gold. Even more importantly, and more famously, Yeshua ben Gamla is the one who instituted the practice of public schooling for all Jewish boys. He lived in the first century of the Common Era, and really that was transformational, of course, so he deserves a lot of credit for that. And by the way, he also was one of the main leaders in the run-up to the Chorban. He was a moderate against the Zealots and so on, so he was all around a great guy. And here we see that he actually, Shekideshes Marsa Bas Baisus, he got Kedushin, like he got engaged, betrothed to Marsa Bas Baisus. She was a widow. And Marta Bas Baisus was a rather rich woman. Baisus, a very famous wealthy Jew, one of the oligarchs, if you will, of the late Second Temple period. And she paid the king, historically it seems to be Agrippa II, the Chazal mentioned Yanai, who was not the same person, but in any case, she paid the king, wherever he was, to appoint him to be the Kohen Gadol, as was common practice in the later time of Bayasheni. Uminahu Hamelech Lios Kohen Gadol, and in fact, the king, Agrippa II, did appoint him to be the Kohen Gadol. Now, they'd only had Erison, they hadn't yet had Nisuin. And nevertheless, Uchansa. And nevertheless, as the Mishnah, he continued to marry her. So you see, this is the president of the fine Jew, Yoshua ben Gamla, who did many great things for the Jewish people, getting engaged as a Kohen Hediot, engaged, meaning Erison, to a widow, and then after becoming Kohen Gadol, still marrying her. So that's the president, and that's the halacha. In contrast, Shomeris Yavam, if you have a woman who is now, she's a widow because her husband died, good old-fashioned Yibum here, and let's say Shimon, the brother who married Rachel, the woman, Shimon died. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Rachel, and then Reuven dies childless. So then Rachel now falls to Shimon for Yibum. If they're both Kohanim, so that's what's happening here. They're both Kohanim Hediotos. They're not, neither one's a Kohen Gadol yet. So then what Shimon is supposed to do is do Yibum with Rachel, or he could do Chalitz, of course. But before he does the Yibum, V'nismana lios Kohen Gadol, he gets appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So now Shimon is the Kohen Gadol. His Yavama is, of course, an Almana, because that's what made her a Yavama, she's a widow. Afa Pisha Asaba Mimer, even if he had previously done Mimer with her. Mimer, of course, is very much analogous to Erison, of course. But it's only rabbinic in nature. So Midoraisa, they're not married, she's not yet Isha, and the Pasuk, which let the Kohen Gadol marry his Arusa, is because that word Isha, Ikach Isha, his wife, and this is not his wife yet, only rabbinically kind of like his wife, therefore, Harezel O Yichnos, the Mishnah says he, the Kohen Gadol now, may not marry, meaning do Yibum with the Yavama, instead he'll only have to do Chalitza. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv, if you have a Kohen Gadol, whose brother died, and therefore the brother's wife, the widow, now falls to Kohen Gadol. Of course, we're not going to do Yibum. Instead, Cholet v'lo miyabem, the din will be, he does Chalitza, he has to do Chalitza, and he may not do Yibum. The basic chiddush there being that even though the prohibition of marrying your brother's wife is a karas usually, but that's going to be set aside through the mitzvah of Yibum, and the prohibition of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Alman is just a mitzvah ase, so it's much less severe. Nevertheless, the rules of Yibum permitting an otherwise forbidden marriage only apply in the very narrow context of the one Isser of marrying your brother's wife when necessary, but it doesn't relax any other isurim, like, for example, the isur relimitzvus aseh of the Kohen Gadol marrying an almana, and therefore the Kohen Gadol may not do yibum, he has to do chalitza.